Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Good morning. This is Karen and I'm your reader today, which today is Thursday, March 7th. The 27th of Adar on the Hebrew calendar. Our parasha, or Torah portion, this week is Vayechel, which means he assembled. And today in our reading from the section of the Torah portion, we will be in Exodus, or Shemot, chapter 36, verse 20, and reading until chapter 37, verse 16. Before we get started, let's come and take this time together and bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. He also made the framework of the boards for the tabernacle from acacia wood, standing upright. The length of a board was 10 cubits. The width was a cubit and a half. Each board had 2 supports, joined one to another. He did this for all the boards of the tabernacle. So he built the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards from the south side southward, and he made 40 silver basins under the 20 boards, 2 bases under one board for its 2 supports, and 2 bases under another board for its 2 supports. Also for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 boards, along with their 40 silver bases, 2 under 1 board, and 2 under the next. For the back part of the tabernacle, westward, he made 6 boards. He also made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle in the back, so that they could be doable underneath, and in same way to be fixed to the top of the first ring. He did this for both of them at the 2 corners. So there were 8 boards, along with their silver bases, 16 in all, 2 under each board. Then he made crossbars from acacia wood, 5 from the boards on one side of the tabernacle, 5 for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 crossbars for the boards of the tabernacle for the back part westward. He built the middle crossbar to pass through in the center of the boards, from one end to the other. He overlaid the boards with gold and made golden rings for them as holders for the crossbars, and overlaid the crossbars with gold. Then he made the curtain of blue, purple, scarlet, and finely twisted linen, along with the cherubim and the work of a skillful craftsman. He made 4 pillars of acacia and overlaid them with gold, having golden hooks, and he cast 4 silver bases for them. Then he made a parochet for the entrance of the tent, of blue, purple, scarlet, and finely twisted linen, the work of a color weaver. Also he made the five pillars with their hooks, and overlaid their capitals and bands with gold, along with their five bronze bases. Bezalel also made the ark from acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and made a crown of gold for it all around. He cast 4 golden rings for it in the 4 feet, 2 rings on the one side and 2 on the other. He also made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. Then he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. He made an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide. Then he forged 2 cherubim of gold from hammered work at the 2 ends of the atonement cover, 1 cherub at one end and 1 cherub at the other. He made the atonement cover from a single piece with a cherubim on the 2 ends. So the cherubim spread out their wings on high, overshadowing the atonement cover with their wings, with their faces to one another, and the faces of the cherubim towards the atonement cover. Then he made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold, and made a golden crown all around. Also he made a border for it, a hand width around, and made a golden crown for the border all around. He cast 4 golden rings for it, and put the rings into the 4 corners that were on the 4 feet. The rings were close to the borders, as holders for the poles to carry the table. He also made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. He forged the articles that were on the table, the dishes, pans, bowls, and jars, with which to pour out the pure gold. That was Exodus chapter 36, verse 20, to chapter 37, verse 19. Now we will be reading in the Prophets, or the Nevi'im, and today we're reading in 2 Kings chapter 19. When King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was in charge of the palace, Shebnai the scribe, and the senior Cohen, covered with sackcloth, to Ishayahu the prophet, the son of Amoz. Then they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of distress, rebuke, and contempt. For children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to give birth. Perhaps the Lord your God, hearing all the words of the Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to mock the living God, will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. So offer prayer for the remnant that is left." When the officials of King Hezekiah came to Ishayahu, Ishayahu said to them, "Thus you will say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words you have heard, with which the boys of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I am putting a spirit in him, and he will hear a rumor, and will return to his own country. Then I will make him fall by the sword in his own land." Then the Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Livna, for he had heard that he had withdrawn from Lachish. Now he heard a report of Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, saying, "Behold, he has come out to fight against you." When he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus you will speak to King Hezekiah of Yehuda, saying, Do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Yerushalayim will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the king of Assyria have done to all lands, utterly destroyed them. So will you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered those my father destroyed? Gazan, Haran, Ritzif, and the children of Eden, who were in Tel Asal? Where is the king of Hamath, or the king of Arphad, or the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hina, or Iva? When Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messenger and read it, then Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, saying, O Lord, God of Israel, who is enthroned upon the Cherubim, you alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to the words of Sennacherib that he has sent to mock the living God. It is true, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have devastated nations and their lands, for they were not gods, but works of human hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. Now, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. Then Ishayahu, son of Amoz, sent word to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, God of Israel, because you prayed to me about King Sennacherib of Assyria, I have heard you. This is what the word that the Lord has spoken about him. The virgin daughter of Zion will despise you and mock you. The daughter of Yerushalayim will shake her head at you. Whom did you taunt and blaspheme? Against whom did you raise your voice and haughtily lift up your eyes? Against the Holy One of Israel. Through your servants you have blasphemed my Lord and said, With many chariots I have climbed to the heights of the mountains, to the remotest parts of Lebanon. I cut down its tall cedars and choice cypress trees. I have gone to its farthest lodge, its thickest forest. I have dug wells and drunk foreign waters. And with the soles of my feet, I dried up all the streams of Egypt. Have you not heard? I did it long ago. From the ancient times I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass, that you should turn fortified cities into heaps of rubble. Their inhabitants are weak-handed, shattered and ashamed. They are like the grass of the field and green herb, like grass on the roofs, scorched before it is grown up. But I know you're sitting down, you're going out, and you're coming in, and you're raging against me, because you raging against me and your arrogance reached my ears. I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way you came. So this shall be the sign to you. This year you will eat what grows by itself, in the second year what springs from that, but in the third year you will sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. The surviving remnant of the house of Yehuda will take root downward and bear fruit upward. For from Yerushalayim a remnant will go out, and survivors from Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord Tzivaot will accomplish this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, He will not come to this city, or shoot any arrow there, or throw up a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return, and he will not come into the city. It is a declaration of the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it. For my own sake and for my servant David's sake, then I will come about the night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the men arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib of Assyria withdrew, went away, and returned home, and stayed in Nineveh. One day, as he was worshipping in the house of his god, Nisroch, his sons, Amramelech and Sarezer, struck him down with the sword, and escaped to the land of Ararat. Then his son, Esarhaddon, became king in his place. That was 2 Kings chapter 19. Now for our reading in the Ketuvim, or the writings, we are reading Psalms 133 and 134 today. A Song of Ascents of David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the beard, coming down upon the beard of Aharon's beard, coming down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing is forevermore. A Song of Ascents. Behold, blessed the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you out of Zion, maker of heaven and earth. Those were Psalms 133 and 134. And now for our final section today for the apostolic writings. Today we are in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them, and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. Now Jewish people were staying in Yerushalayim, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound came, the crowd gathered. They were bewildered because each was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "All of these who are speaking, aren't they Galileans? How is it that we each hear our own birth language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and those living in Mesopotamia, Yehuda and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya towards Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jewish people and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring in our own tongues the mighty deeds of God." And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to each other, "What does this mean?" Others, poking fun, were saying, "They are full of sweet new wine." But Caiaphas, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Yehudians and all who are staying in Yerushalayim, let this be known to you and pay attention to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken about through the prophet Joel, and it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Ruach on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my slaves, male and female, I will pour out my ruach in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will give wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and smoky vapor. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Yeshua HaNatzeret, a man authenticated to you by God, with mighty deeds and wonders and signs God performed through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Yeshua, given over by God's predetermined plan and foreknowledge, nailed to the cross by the hands of lawless men you killed. But God raised him up, releasing him from the pains of death, since it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says about him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I might not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can confidently tell you that the patriarch David died and was buried. His tomb is with us to this day. So because he was a prophet and knew God had sworn with an oath to him to seat one of his descendants on his throne, David saw beforehand and spoke of Messiah's resurrection, and he was not abandoned to Sheol, and his body did not see decay. This Yeshua God raised up, we all are witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and receiving from the Father the promises of the Ruach HaKodesh, he poured out this, what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, yet he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him, this Yeshua whom you had crucified, both Lord and Master. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the emissaries, fellow brethren, what should we do? Peter said to them, repent, and let each of you be immersed in the name of Messiah Yeshua for the removal of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, for the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far away, as many as the Lord our God calls to himself. With many other words, he warned them and kept urging them, saying, save yourselves from this twisted generation. So those who received his message were immersed, and that day about 3,000 souls were added. They were devoting themselves to the teaching of the emissaries and to fellowship, for breaking bread and prayers. Fear lay upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were happening through the emissaries. And all who believed were together, having everything in common. They began selling their property and possessions and sharing them with all as any needed. Day by day, they continued with one mind, spending time at the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They were sharing meals with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And every day the Lord was adding to their number those being saved. That was Acts chapter 2. If you are going through the apostolic writings twice this year, today you would also read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms. And until next time, may you have a blessed rest of your day and going into preparing for Shabbat. So until next time, this is Karen signing off, wishing you shalom from the Golan Heights.